at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT.
Tune in Gina to Just
Alexandria.
Stuff, an encouraging program using poems, stories, conversations, and Just Stuff to reach to the community Wednesday afternoons at 4:30 right here on KAYT KQJO-FM.
I call your attention to the book of Romans. The 7th chapter, the 14th, the 15th verses. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, soul under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For that, for what I would, that I do not, but what I hate, that I do. For that which I do, I allow not, but what I would, that I do not, but what I hate, that I do. The inter-conflict. The inter-conflict.
Yes. Yes.
The inter-conflict. Paul is saying in this passage that he has discovered within himself strivings that tug at him, as it were, pulling in opposite directions, so that what he know to be right and long to do, he find himself doing not those things, but rather doing the things that he wouldn't do. And the things that he know to do and wished to do, he do them not. Thus, the inner conflict. The inner conflict. This letter is addressed to the Roman world. This letter and what it later became to be called the Epistle to the Romans was addressed to the people who were adhering to this new Christian idea with the hope of winning other converts among the Romans to the Christian idea. Paul here, in a very philosophical way, and yet a very realistic way, portrays that inner something about all human beings. He discusses it in connection with the law. He suggests that prior to his conscious birth, prior to his understanding of the prohibitions of the law, he was undisturbed about the thou shall not. Only when his conscience was awakened to the fact of the Mosaic law did he become troubled about those things which had been uttered off limits for the people of God. And in this particular depiction of that inner striving and that inner conflict, Paul does more than deal with the behaviorism of the people of God or the conduct of the people of God. But in this instance, he deals with something more psychological, something that was and that is spiritual, something that is on the inside, something beyond what one can see. He deals with something above and beyond what the law says so far as our conduct is concerned. He deals not only with that, but he deals with two other things. He brings us face to face, and that is sin and Satan. You know, today, we don't talk too much about sin. I wished I had somebody to pray with me tonight. Thought I'd talk to you about sin. We may as well wake up and face it. We may as well be resolute and uncompromising about it. Sin is a fact. Did you hear me? Ungodliness, unrighteousness, and injustice is a fact. These things exist. People are mean. People are evil. People are prone to do wrong. And some of the folk who do wrong and who find themselves habitual wrongdoers would like to live another kind of life. That's what Paul is talking about. Pray with me if you please.
Go ahead and help me there.
Recently, in our modern schools of theology, we say, you know, Satan, so far as the Bible is concerned, so far as the Old Testament especially, was personified. Satan was made to be a person. That's what we mean by personification. Satan is depicted in the personality of somebody. Sometime you may be Satan. You know, I like to say that Satan, you know, doesn't walk anywhere. Satan doesn't walk. Satan doesn't walk. Satan doesn't walk. If you happen to see Satan in your home, if you happen to see him at church, if you happen to meet him out on the streets, if you happen to meet Satan in some of your social gatherings, remember, he didn't walk there. Somebody brought him there. Someone had said that Satan is not a person, that Satan is a tendency. Well, certainly, Satan is spiritual. And whether he is a person or whether he's a tendency, I'm not too concerned about that tonight. In my discussion, what I am concerned about is that there is an evil influence in this world that seems to tug at the minds and hearts and emotions and motives of people. There is an evil influence in the universe today. And we find that evil influence overwhelming people.
Yes, sir.
Bringing people under subjection.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Some of them have otherwise been pretty good folk.
Yes, sir.
And whose minds and whose ideals were previously high.
Yes.
But they could not overcome this evil passion.
Yes.
Of this evil tendency.
Yes.
Of this evil influence.
Yes.
It overwhelmed them.
Yes.
And they found themselves caught up in the whirl of these evil passions.
Yes.
So we must face it. Satan is a reality in the world.
Yes.
You can call him what you want, or you can call him the devil.
Yes.
You can call him Satan.
Uh-huh.
You can call him Lucifer.
Yeah.
Call him what you want.
Uh-huh.
But we know, whatever it is,
yeah,
that there is an evil influence,
yes,
in our world today.
Yes.
Just as sure as the people 20 centuries, or rather 2,000 years ago and previous to that, recognized his presence,
yeah,
and worked in that day.
Yes,
that same evil influence,
yes,
is,
yes,
in the world today.
Yes.
We see it evidenced in our children.
Yes.
We see it evidenced,
yes,
in our communities.
Yes.
We see it evidenced,
yes,
on our streets.
Yeah.
We see it in our homes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's breaking up our marital relationships.
Yeah.
So that our divorce courts,
uh-huh,
the dockets of divorce courts are crowded.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of the cities in one of our states,
uh-huh,
have made divorce the economy of that city and state.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We see it in the fact that our children have become juvenile delinquents. And our husbands and wives have become wayward prodigals. Prodigal husbands and wives. There's an evil influence. There's an evil tendency. There is a sinful drift. In our world today. That's what Paul is talking about. He said, on the one hand, he recognized this pulling, this striving for his loyalty on the part of this evil passion, this evil influence. On the other side, there was a drawing to a higher good. And he found himself torn between the two.
Yeah.
But sometimes, good God, I wish somebody here would pray with me. Don't get very much amen when you're preaching about sin, you know. Sometimes, he said, sometimes he found that he had resolved to do good. Sometimes he had promised to do good. Sometimes he had pledged to do good. But when he knew anything, that evil passion, that evil influence, that motive, that evil drive, overwhelms his desire to do good. And he finds himself doing wrong. So the power suggests that there is a duality in all of us. There are two of us on the inside. And our lives are battlegrounds where these two dual passions of ours fight the battles of our decision.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would pray with me. That whenever we get ready to decide anything that's important,
yeah,
these two too.